Oh shit.
How's it? Is it good?
We have a lot of feedback.
Okay, I think it should be fine
now. I'm fine now.
Yeah.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm sure our engineers got into it. Are you good? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. No, I'm Reggie. Shit, okay, before we start, like, I just want to ask, how was everyone's reading week, you know? How's everyone going? How's everyone doing?
Reading week was reading week, bro.
That's what I think you should introduce yourself.
No, we're going to get there. Don't worry. We're going to get there, you know?
Okay, how's your reading week?
You guys are supposed to introduce me, but you guys are regular.
Exactly, so we're going to get there. I'm just asking first, how was your reading week? Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, how's your reading week?
Let's chill.
What'd you do?
No, I didn't do any work. It was just regular. I just slept in. Okay. I didn't go anywhere. I was stuck here in Waterloo.
What about you? What did you do?
I went home for the whole of reading week. I didn't do anything, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I was just at home.
Reading week was so terrible. Bro, I went to Brixton on, I can't remember when, Wednesday.
During reading week?
Exactly right. They dragged me out, bro. I usually don't even go on. Every year was empty, but like two people came to Brixton that day, bro.
You should have gone to pub.
I swear.
You should have gone to pub.
I swear.
Nah, I'll be way better. Well, I'm going to do through that. So, happy Friday to everyone. We haven't been on for 2 weeks. I've forgotten what to say.
This is Flatbed Radio. This is Flatbed Radio. Yeah. This is Mitchell. That's Keisha. We have a new guest today.
All the way from UW.
All the way from UW.
All
bro.
The way across the sea.
I said across the sea. Introduce yourself.
My name is Abiye. All the way from UW, and that, you know, super genius in the house.
And what do you take at UW?
I'm doing chemical engineering at UW.
Whoa!
Chemical engineering.
Bro, that shit is hard as fuck, bro. But it is what it is, bro.
Okay, so what are we doing today?
Today?
What are we doing?
I feel like today we're actually prepared. We actually have like mass shit to go through.
Oh yeah, wait, before we go in. You know, so Solange released an album yesterday.
Nah, before we even get there, bro. Before we even get there, first we have to say rest in peace to...
To who?
That Karl Lagerfeld guy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we haven't been on for 2 weeks, but then we have to... Because of what the show represents and what it stands for, fashion and music intertwined together, we have to give our respects to Karl Lagerfeld, the Chanel creative director for 30 years.
Chanel, go get it.
Exactly, yeah. Bro. You know?
Yeah, we have to give our respects. I don't really know. I don't really know much, but still, like, I saw a video on Twitter about his runway concept.
He was a genius, bro.
Yeah. Bro. Apparently, his fortune is going to his cats.
It's a mad shit, bro. When you have no family, you know?
He has a godson.
Yeah, but still, like, apparently most of his fortune is going to his cats.
His cats.
Like Future said, you sacrifice the love for the dream, you know?
Exactly.
So that's exactly what he did.
Oh, we even need to talk about what happened yesterday. So at a club in Miami, So apparently some plus size women are trying to get into a club in Miami, Future said no plus size women in the club.
Oh yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Like it was
disrespectful.
I mean, it was disrespectful, but the memes were funny.
Bro, I don't know.
Future is the OG. Future sacrificed a happy life.
This is not Twitter shit, this is like the
embodiment of like toxic masculinity.
That's exactly what he is like.
No, but this level for him to say no plus size women in the club that he's in,
did he book the whole club? Like, was he doing a party or something?
Yeah, like it was. I don't know.
If
but
it was
like,
a private event, then like, I mean, he has all right to do what he wants to do.
Yo, Twitter was crazy because this guy, and then there was this lady that was calling for us to cancel Future, but
I'm sorry, bro.
You can't cancel, you can't cancel Future.
I'm sorry.
Like, at first, I thought, like, he was joking out with that tweet, with that his, like, Instagram post. But, like, this is the life, the lifestyle the guy lives. Like, he doesn't play. Like, that's exactly how he lives. It's sad, but then, like, it is what it is.
You can't cross him for, like, liking what he likes, bro. If he doesn't like you, then he doesn't like you. That's just right facts.
Okay. So, as I was saying, it's, you know, Solange released an album yesterday. And so, during our breaks, we'll be playing our fave songs of the album. Yeah. I feel like this was the perfect album to end. It was the perfect way to end Black History Month.
Was it? Yo, this is a shitty month.
This was a shitty month.
Like, this is a shitty month, bro. Now we know, now, like, we're not like a gossip show, but then, like, now we know that Travis Scott apparently cheating is.
Yo, that's a lie. Black men don't cheat. That's a lie. Yeah, okay, forget that, Tristan. Bro. Tristan is
it. That's a brown team.
Tristan is a brown team.
Yeah, exactly. Someone said that. They are bare, better, like, they are bare girls in Bramley City Center that were even better than Chloe.
Yo, to be honest, bro, because I live in Brampton, so, like, I actually see that.
That whole thing that happened today with the Jordan on Red Table.
Oh, that even came out today.
Yeah, like, that came out today. Yo, that was crazy. And then she still added Jordan after saying that she is the cause of their family breaking up.
Yo, bro, all of that.
But she just, actually isn't, bro. Like,
all of that cheated, is just like bro.
Like, fam, like, Tristan. You cheat once, you're gonna cheat again, bro. Like,
it was Tristan and everything.
Tristan has cheated man had a threesome, bro. Times, bro. I heard he had like seven people at once.
Not gonna lie, I actually watched the sex tape. Like, after, like, I had to see the girl that he was banging. Like,
someone said that Tristan has been trying to escape, but she just keeps freaking him back. Like, Tristan, it's so bad that Tristan has his own house, and, like, she wasn't even invited to this party.
Tristan is a guy, dude. He doesn't give a shit, man. I swear to God,
he really doesn't give a shit. Okay, we're done with that, right?
Yeah.
Move on to the next thing. Oh yeah. Yo, you're so disrespectful. How can you only say so? Yo, 2 Chainz also dropped an album yesterday.
2 Chainz.
Sorry, bro.
I haven't listened to that album, bro.
Really, the album is ass.
Think it's ass?
I think it's ass. No, I think I know it's
ass. You know it's ass.
Have you listened to it?
I know it's ass, bro. Yo, that album is rubbish. I'm sorry. I listened to the whole thing. And then, because, like, I watched that Joe Budden interview with this guy. Yeah. And then they made it sound so serious. Like, the album was going to be some serious thing about him talking about his life. But, like, it wasn't. Like, I don't rate it.
I think what was the title of the album again?
Something Ballers
to Rap or Go to the
It wasn't nice. Like, I hate LeBron. What was that?
Yo, but chill, like it's too early to, like, give criticism right now, because, like, you know, it takes time.
Yeah,
like,
there are some albums that grow on you, but, like, do you listen to it? Do you really think this album...
I haven't listened to anything, like, since Gunna dropped his album, I haven't listened to anything.
Bro, Gunna's album, let's talk about that album. That was a very good album. I'm not going to lie to anyone, bro. Yo, when I get super baked and I listen to that album, bro, it's crazy. I swear to God.
I haven't listened to it yet. So
yeah,
like, I've only listened to, like, 3 songs. And
I feel like Yao Ming, obviously, Three-Headed Snake.
Thugger's the Go, by the way. That's just saying for me.
Because, what's it called? Drip Season 3 was way better. Like, I've said this before, I feel like he used all his talents left, like, after all the features.
I'm not gonna listen to it if it's not better than Drip Season 3. Like, that's what I'm gonna say. Like, if it's not better than Drip Season 3.
I think Gunna is better as a feature artist than, like, dropping his own, like,
well, after products. Drip Season 3, you can see that. I saw every song on Drip Season 3 was a banger.
I agree with you, like, that everything there was a banger.
From the first song, Hell of a Price, to what's the last one again?
Money on, no, Drip or Drown remix with Lil Yachty.
What do you think about Lil Yachty
right now? Yo, like we were talking about yesterday, he's probably just like trying to live his best life right now.
I think he's doing better for himself.
Yeah, he is. Like,
he's doing good for himself. But like, what do you think about his
rap? I don't think he entered the rap scene first of all, because like you know, there's a difference. Like if you notice, there's a difference in sound. Mm-hmm. Like there are artists that like actually want to make music, and there are artists that just want to make like money. Mm. Lil Yachty isn't like an artist that just wants to make money, in my opinion.
Then
I think he came into big, right? Because like everyone like kind of looking at him like, bro, like you're really
nothing's
like,
better than Lil Boat. Like the first Lil Boat, like the first project he dropped, like nothing's gonna beat that.
The song, that blew him up like that. That was a very like, I wasn't expecting that shit. I swear to God.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I don't think he's the type of like artist that actually loves making music. He's just trying to get this money.
Yeah.
And after.
Well, well, to be honest, there are a lot of artists like that. You can see someone like Summer Walker.
True.
So it's like she doesn't want fame and everything. Like you see UK artists and all that wearing balaclavas and everything.
Yeah. Sa Baby too, like he's not.
Oh yeah, Sa Baby as well.
Sa Baby dropped something as well.
I don't really know how I feel about
that, the three song. Well, when I finished.
I've only listened to it once.
Too. I finished my exam and I was playing the song. It just makes me happy listening to Sa Baby, man.
Nah, he's like for real. He's a good artist, but then he's not in it to like make music. He's just in it to make money, which is fair. But then like,
well, Sa Baby is actually really really good, but I don't know how to explain. He's really good.
Nah, facts. He's good. Like. I don't know. I just feel like he should be signed to YSL. Like if he was signed to YSL, like Young Thug would have definitely like developed his sound.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what record label is he signed to?
I think he's independent.
I don't think he's signed.
He's not signed.
Well, if he was signed with Young Thug, bro, that would have been so crazy.
Yo, like just them together in one track, bro, would be sick. I feel like be sick.
Young Thug, Sabavi.
Yeah.
Mm. What's your best Sa Baby song?
It has to be Anime World.
It was a tough one, like, because there's Marsupial Superstars, there's Tonight, there's Chill on Me. Let me be sure.
Well, Sa Baby has
Sunny Days hits.
Nah, I have to check. Outstanding is also really good. Like he also has a song with R. Kelly that I haven't listened to yet.
R. Kelly.
He has a song. Yeah, Seven Squids.
I won't listen to that song anymore. Then
Cracks and Crevices too. Cracks
and Crevices is good.
Yo, the whole Sanders bro, like it's hits good. All hits. Underrated still, but like, what can you say? Like he's not actually in it.
Squirrific.
Cause like if he was trying to, I don't think he's trying to blow up like that. Cause if he was, he'd be making mad moves. Like you'd be seeing him on like people's tours and everything. But
what do you guys think is like the main purpose of like making music? Do you think like people do it just for?
Music, it's a way. Like I don't know. I don't. Cause everyone says like it's a way to express yourself, right?
Yeah.
But like, music has to come from me, like from you. You get what I'm saying? Like that's the problem nowadays. Like everyone's trying to make music.
Yeah.
But like no one really knows what they want to do. Everyone is copying the same sound. Yeah. No one's actually making their own sound. That's what I like about like artists like Sa Baby, like you get different kind of people, right? They make their own like aesthetic.
Yeah.
And they come and present it in like the form of music.
And there are only a few people doing that right now.
Exactly.
There are only a few people. Shout out to Kenny Beats too, like up and coming producer, and like I see the guy working like with Thug, with Rico Nasty, like making new sounds, working with Key, like even Pureborn too. When Magnolia dropped, bro, like that was the craziest shit ever. Cause like no one was expecting sound like that. Even the snippet, bro. Like I remember like listening to the snippet only. Like that shit was like 20 seconds or like 30 seconds long. Yeah. But like I would listen to it and like still jam to that shit.
Mm. Pierre even has his own music. He makes.
Yeah, he makes it. It's not that good yet, but like he's working on his shit. And, like,
I feel it. I like his feature on what song was it on Cardi's album?
Right Now.
Yeah.
Because he has two features on
Cardi's album. I think it's Right Now.
Right Now is hot. Like right now is really nice.
I can't tell you how long I waited for him to say, what did Cardi say again? Like, cause then it takes the whole song for him to say. I can't tell you remember.
I want to disappear right now.
Yeah, that part. I waited the whole song for that.
Hopefully more projects with them, both of them together, because without Pierre, I don't think, like, because you know, there's some artists that, like, without a good sound, like they can't stand alone, like, they need a good sound to follow
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like for Cardi, it took a long time for him to find his sound.
I love Cardi's sound so much.
Because I've been following this guy since 2015.
Yeah.
Man was with, like, Thousand Band, Fani, Uno activists at first. Moved, left them, which was, like, a bad move. Like, come on, like, because those were his guys before. Yeah, went to Awful Records, dumped Awful Records, and went to A$AP Rocky's shit.
Yeah.
Like he moved, like, twice in 2 years or in a year just to, like, get to where he is right now.
Well, you know? He had to leave... He had to leave those guys because, like, he got bigger. Like, look at... Even, like, someone like Gunna. Gunna used to open for Cardi.
But still, Gunna is where he is right now. Like he hasn't moved anywhere. Like from like if you watch his interviews, like from the start, like from the jump, he's like when people ask him, like how did you like he started making music properly, like when he met Thug, yeah. and he hasn't moved on from there. Like that's where he's been.
Well, bro, that's the thing about like that whole like scene, that whole place. I think they plant them kind of. If you get what I'm saying. Like, same thing happened to Lil Baby, right? When he came, they literally made a sound for him, like, it gave him a sound. He just performed everything, like...
Boom. He just went with it, right?
Boom. Yeah. He doesn't even like rapping, bro. He said so himself. He prefers, like, fucking pushing drugs and everything.
So that's someone he's, who's just in there for the money.
He's just really good at his shit, so he just does it, like, bro.
That's someone that's really
just there even for the money. Gunna's, in an interview on Breakfast Club, Gunna said like he doesn't listen to other artists, because then he feels like if he starts listening to other artists, that he'd start rapping like them.
I think that's actually a very good, like...
But at the same time, all the music right now that we're listening to, most of the music we're listening to is coming from one side, Atlanta. So, like, is he talking about, like, he doesn't listen to Atlanta artists, or, like, he doesn't listen to...
He said he doesn't like listening to other artists. Because, like, Gunna's voice is... Like, you can't find anyone else giving that kind of...
Really
you can't find anyone else giving that kind of music, not even his voice. You can't even find anyone else.
Can't really think of anyone else. Nah. Wait. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Wait. But what do you guys think? Like, is there more to music than just?
There's nothing.
Music is. Nah. I think once you make the money, then that's when you start looking for the more in the music. If you get what I'm saying.
The more in the music.
Yeah.
I think like. Right now, the way things are, like right now, maybe before it was more about like making like music and just like becoming like a musician and everything. Yeah, yeah. But right now, it's just about making
money. Like, I don't think Mozart made music for money. If you get what I'm saying, he made music because he liked the shit. But like now, like you have to make the money first. Yeah. Then you can think about what you want.
Like if you're really down to make music, like if you're really down to like make a mark for yourself in music, after you get all the money you want from it, then you would actually push it. Like you'd be pushing to get awards, like best hip hop, best rap.
That's why I think it's so hard for like new artists to like just come and make music, right? Because you have to like feed the masses the sound that they want to hear. Then you can give them like a new sound, if you get what I'm saying.
Like the sound you want.
Yeah.
But that only changed like in 2017, 2018. I remember when Lil Uzi first dropped, like that was some different sound, and that was like his own sound. Yeah. Like he didn't get on like the wave that was like there before. Like he made like his own wave and everything into the track. Shout out to Lil Uzi, man. Hopefully he comes. Hopefully like he's able to sort out all his shit with his label.
Yeah, he really cuts his dreads.
Man's really going through something. Someone should look out for him.
Like that's why I asked, like is there more?
Bro, trust me, like when you go into like, a rough patch, like you're gonna like no you quit music at a point, right?
Yeah.
The same thing happens to almost everyone that makes music, bro.
No, but I feel like he actually quits.
No, if he doesn't, he's not gonna quit. No.
This guy fully cuts his dreads.
Doesn't mean he's gonna quit. He's probably just trying to
fully cuts his dreads.
It's probably just going through like a block or something. Like it happens to some people, right? I know friends like they make music, once they go through a block, it's like, yo, I'm quitting, bro. I'm not doing this shit again. Like, 2 weeks later, they're back.
So I'm like, yo, that's just, they're just being greedy. Like, well, to your point. Nah, I can't even say to your point, because I feel like people who are making music right now are just trying to jump on a wave. They're like, they don't have their own sound.
Yeah.
And like, until you really mastered all this producing shit, then like you can't really say that like
you make music,
because like you're just trying to jump on whatever you're listening to and like trying to find like what's it called, like inspiration from what you're listening to. But I feel like to make music, you shouldn't be listening to what's going on the radio. You should just go outside, listen to sounds, and like, I don't know, try to make sense of it all.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what Tyler, the Creator, used to do. Like, I remember, like, watching an interview, and, before his last album dropped, he's like, oh, he just used to go outside, like, travel and shit, or just go to clubs and listen to the beat of what people are listening to, what they vibe to, and everything. And that's how he made his album. But that's how he produces, like, music. Same for Pharrell, too.
Yeah.
Those are people who are actually in it to, like, make music, not for the money or anything else.
I think you get like more fulfillment out of music if you're actually in it for the music. Like,
yeah, you do. Like, if you're in it for the music, if you're trying to work hard,
different people have different ways of like doing things. Like, the things that inspire me may not be the same thing that inspire other people, right? So, it's just music is really subjective. It's like,
okay, I'm not good with my English. I don't know what subjective is.
Music is like, for the ears of the listener, right? If I make music and you don't like it, but he likes it, like, I have
a fun. Oh, true, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I feel like, obviously, not everyone can make music. I don't get why people...
That's what people don't understand now.
I think everyone...
Not everyone can make music.
Not everyone can produce.
I think anyone can make music. I actually believe that. I believe that anyone can
make music. Okay, everyone can make music, but not everyone can make sense with music.
No, exactly.
Not everyone can make music that... Like, even if you make music, what I'm saying... Wait. Okay, so let's say you make music.
Yeah.
You may think it appeals to a certain kind of...
people.
A certain group, because then no one else likes it, but they too, they don't like it as well.
That's the problem, right? That means that you're not making music for anyone, you're making music for yourself. If
you're making music for yourself, why put it out? Just keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself, right? But then it gets to a point where you want to share your stuff with other people, see if other people like it as well, right? So when you share and they don't give you that feedback, you have to go back to the drawing board.
This is why no one in SoundCloud is succeeding again. Right now.
Exactly. People don't listen to criticism. That's why people are succeeding.
Or people don't give criticism.
It's both ways, right? It's both ways. Like for example, right? I used to, sometimes I produce music, right? I don't produce music for anything else because I want to be an engineer.
Yeah.
But I like producing music for myself and like for my friends to listen to me to see what I can do as well, right? So when I share my music with my friends sometimes, it's like, yo, you guys should show me, like, tell me what you guys like about this, tell me what you don't like about this, tell me what I could do better, right?
I want to listen to it.
But, bro, everyone is always just, like, being the yes man, like, you know, bumping their head, like, yo, this is fine. And I know in my heart, bro, this is shit, bro.
I tell you it's us, man. I'll tell you it's rubbish.
Yeah, the master. And I used to tell people, like, you guys should just kind of, like, I don't like yes man, basically.
Yeah.
You have to be able to tell people that, yo, we don't like your sound. Like, this is, but at the same time, you don't be destructive about it, right? You have to kind of give them, like, the advice, like, yo, I think this will sound better if this is this way or that way.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm actually destructive because, like, I can't, like, there's so many artists right now, like, so much music dropping in each week that I'm like, I want to listen to music, but how can I listen to all of you at once?
Yeah.
And it's not even like I'm afraid. I know that you're all gonna sound the same. So what's the point of listening to you?
Exactly.
So like that's where I stand. That's why like no one right now on SoundCloud are succeeding. Like we only hear people who are talking about like SoundCloud are like artists who have like gone past it, or artists are like who are still in that like bubble of SoundCloud and haven't gone mainstream.
Mm-hmm. I think SoundCloud rappers, SoundCloud musicians in general, like I don't know how to explain them. Like, if you get what I'm saying, they really, I don't. Jeez, it's really, really hard to put it into words.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because, like, they really believe that they're in a level of success, right, that they haven't reached yet. So if you tell them, if you say something like, bro, I don't like your songs, like, I don't like this particular song, this didn't work out, or music isn't working out for you, you do, like, just try something
else. I just feel like if once they have, like, 1K plays, they think, oh, they, yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. If you have 1,000 friends, bro, but it's very easy to have 1,000 friends.
Yeah,
if
like,
you
have 1,000 friends, facts.
They're going to play your songs. And some of those friends are yes men, and they're going to tell you, bro, we
most
like your
song. Most of them
song.
Are yes men.
Bro.
Most of them are yes men.
Like, you see some links, kind of like, are you pressing, like, what's this?
I don't even press some links sometimes, like, bro.
I don't even press like anything just, anymore.
Like, you just listening, like,
I have people that send me, like, thousands of photos to my, like, photos. They're like, yo, share this stuff on your story. I just look at it, I just love it.
I don't share anything on my story.
I swear, I don't, like, the only thing, though, to be honest, like, let me be honest, like, the only music I would ever, like swipe up for is either from coming from Mason 2500 or like New World Ray. Like, I don't know if you guys know those guys, but like,
yeah, I know New World
Fire Ray. Fire like fire music like
I give music like a try sometimes because you actually never know like if you find like, someone you that's actually
like,
really good at it.
Like facts, like I feel like if you listen to like Mason 2500 like his tracks, like this guy's like he has a whole different sound. Like not it's kind of like what we're listening to right now. Like, yeah. What's mainstream. But it's kind of different, like kind of like emo-ish. Like I like the fact that he's even breaking off to Spotify and like iTunes now. So now I don't have to go on SoundCloud to listen to his tracks. But
shout out to SoundCloud rappers though. Keep on your grind. You never know when you blow up.
They should all give up. They should all like.
Oh no! I don't believe that. I think everyone has a chance. Obviously,
it's just a matter of how much work. Hard now, man.
And staying true to yourself is actually not the problem, bro. Like, tell yourself that.
Okay, I'm going to go on a quick break.
Man, you just cut us off. Yeah. You just really cut us off.
Bro, we've been talking for way too long. And I said I was going to play Solange music.
Okay,
well, first, let me play SV and Missing 2500. Okay, so is it okay?
Move.
Okay, so.
True.
Okay, I don't know why.
What's doing this?
What?
Like my headphones.
It's not working.
Only one ear is working.
No, like left ear. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Almeida, if that's how you pronounce it. Solange with Playboy Carsey.
All these names, bro, like, they just make me so uninterested.
The next song, the song after that was Dreams, and then last one was My Skin, My Logo with Gucci Mane. You guys really haven't listened to this album.
No, but then those three tracks, I like them.
I like the Omega, I'm not gonna lie, and I like the one with Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
But the middle one, I'm just kind of like, wow.
Which one? Dreams?
Yeah. It just goes like Solange music doesn't really like do it, like doesn't touch me, if you get what I'm saying.
Facts, bro.
It doesn't touch you.
Nah. The music has to touch you now, guy. Yeah. If music doesn't touch you, then there's no point.
There's no point, bro.
The music touches me.
Yo, I can only listen to this shit like if I'm trying to get like emotional with a girl or something like that, but then like that's
this
not
this shit, man.
Huh?
This is that shit.
What do you mean?
You said,
bro, I've had like I've asked other people of their opinions for the album, right?
For this album.
Right before I came here, like one of my friends, he told me like he thinks the album is just like meh. Those are his exact words. Like the album is really just there. Like I've not seen anyone that really like, you know, champions
really,
of the album.
No one's really
mm-hmm.
heard it yet.
And plus, to be honest, like that just really means like that, bro. I don't know. The Solange doesn't just do it for me.
That's fair.
But I like her though. Like,
did you listen to her last album?
Her last album, no.
You did.
Actually, I only listened to Mad with Lil Wayne. Because my friend that put me on this.
I'm just like
yesterday.
Wondering where this love for Solange is coming from.
Kind of, but it's beautiful. The album is beautiful, to be honest.
Solange is beautiful. That's why the album is beautiful, man. I promise you, guys.
Huh?
Beautiful people make beautiful music.
Not necessarily, bro. No, no. Okay, yeah, maybe. Because I don't really consider like Instagram thoughts as beautiful. They just have nice asses. Have you seen like India Love? Like,
yeah.
You know,
does she make music?
She makes music now too, and she was even on tour with I don't even know
I mean, like, beautiful people make beautiful music, but, like...
She's even on Rolling Loud, too. She's, like, she's at Rolling Loud, too. Like, she's booked for Rolling Loud.
For real?
And this girl's only been making music for 6 months.
I mean, she has the popularity, though, like...
She's on what?
She's on Rolling Loud, like, Rolling Loud, like...
I just...
She's booked to, like, play and everything, bro.
God, you're lying.
Yo, look at her shit, bro. Look. Take it.
Guy, I used to follow her for like
any other
guy for what reason, man?
But you know, music is the most lucrative, what's it called, business right now.
That's why everybody
anyone can get in
money.
Anyone can get the money. Anyone can leave.
It's not even about the streams. It's just like if you can get get shows, get booked.
The quick money you can make off music, bro. Make a quick mill. Invest it somewhere.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
It's not as easy as it sounds, but once you do it, it's so easy.
I feel like the easiest thing, like if you're trying to like get into this music business, just be a DJ. Be a DJ.
The hardest part is getting it.
Not everyone can DJ.
But not everyone can DJ.
But not everyone can make
music. Okay, everyone can. Well, everyone can DJ, but not everyone can DJ to like level.
It's practice, bro. Like it's practice. It's so much practice.
It's like if you just know what people are gonna listen to. Like if like it's not even about like your preference, like your personal sound, like what you like listening to. If you just know like what everyone's listening to right now, and you can like make a good playlist and know how to mix the sound, scratch the whole shit like that.
My tip for DJs is to always plug people, bro. Plug people with good music, bro. Don't play mainstream songs anymore. People with good music.
I don't like going to parties. No, that's why. Well,
That's the hardest part of it. But like that's how the DJ can actually succeed when you plug people with music.
I want to go to a party in Waterloo where they only play Sad Baby. Or like they play Young Thug. Yo, I know, because like that's never gonna happen.
Where are all the Waterloo DJs, man? Like, where are you guys? What are you guys doing?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like there should be that kind of, there should be parties, like we should have parties like that with that kind of kind of vibe, well, if you know what I'm saying.
Because I feel like people who are interested in music, like, because I feel like, because all of us here, we listen to all, like, Sa Baby, Cardi, Lil Uzi, we're a different class of people. So we should have, like, our own separate parties where we can listen to songs like that, and, like, everyone there will listen to it, and like not ask for like some mainstream
stuff. That's what I'm
thinking.
So like
Nonstop or Drake.
Like playing, like if you play Sad Baby at a party, like people would want you to change it. Like, cause people don't. I don't know why people don't like that kind of music.
You can't say what people don't like and don't like. You can't say what people like and don't like, right? When people go to a party, they want to hear the mainstream song because
that's what
turns them up and whatever, right?
Yeah, that's what we're saying now.
People,
there should be.
But like, that's the thing. Most people don't listen to most people just rather listen to.
I think people have to open up their mind as well, right?
And no one's willing to do that.
That kind of thing.
No one's willing to do that.
People are so comfortable in like where they are.
In their comfort space, right? Like the kind of exactly. This is, but that I really believe that like once a DJ can actually start plugging.
Like imagine the only artist you're listening to is Drake.
I
know that.
But that's how it is, though. That's actually how it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Imagine right now. That's the only music.
Drake makes all kinds of music. Drake makes games.
Do you know what's so funny?
Sound God, bro.
I can bet you that there are enough people that don't even know about Solange's music.
Yeah. I mean, she's Beyonce's like younger sister. There's no way people don't know about her.
Yeah, but like.
As a way people
she's not as big as Beyonce, obviously, but then she's also I won't even say she's mainstream music.
She isn't mainstream. But that's what I'm saying, that people I don't get why people listen to just a certain genre of music. Like you can't just listen to rap every day.
But to be honest, that's actually what second. I was on like last year. That was the only thing I was on.
Only rap?
Yeah, I'm trying to break out to every genre. Like, so far, like, I'm doing a good job with that, except for country music.
Oh, bro. Okay, I listen to everything but country. Like, I draw the line at country.
We don't do country here, bro. We don't do country.
Yeah, I'll really be midway in a newly song, and I just switch to Pink and White.
Seriously.
Pink
was, you know like, what they call you? You're insane. That's what they call it. They call people like you.
Are you telling me that has never happened to you? Let's say it's just like you're just listening to some rap song and then you just switch.
To be honest, that only happens to me in the gym.
I have moves when I listen to a song.
I don't know. For me, like, I could just be listening to a rap song. It just changes.
Or like, oh, we forgot. The Jonas Brothers are back.
Wow, no one listens to Jonas Brothers.
No, no, no. See, I like those guys.
To be honest, I never watched Camp Rock.
Oh, fam. You've never watched Camp Rock.
No, I didn't watch Camp Rock 3.
You didn't have a chance
with it. I didn't watch Camp Rock 3.
I like Keith's life, man.
I never watched High School Musical 3 as well.
Are you serious?
Oh, I can't remember what High School Musical
3. Hey, go and complete yourself now. Go and watch
it. It's like, how can you not, like, yo, that's like your childhood, bro. Like,
how does that make? How does that make?
Those are very important movies, bro.
Oh, I don't see how that would make my childhood.
It doesn't make your childhood,
but then, like, every kid watched High School Musical. Every kid watched Camp Rock.
You never finished it then. Like, you watched one or two, right? You didn't watch three. You gotta finish the story. You know what happened at the end.
I tried, but...
Not interesting, I guess.
Not interesting, to be honest.
That's what it is, man.
Well, yeah. I was gonna ask you guys, how hard do you guys find it to order like, clothes online? Like, Because, like, remember, like, every store, every brand has their own sizing chart. Like, there's like, a universal sizing chart. And let's say, like, there's this fire sweater, like, a fire, like, cargo pants and everything. And, like, you're a size 34. Yeah. But, like, and, like, they just give you, like, small, medium, and large. And then, like, how do you find the right size?
The only thing I buy online is shoes.
But even with shoes, don't you like find it hard to like, cause like let's say, what size are you?
I'm like size 12.
Size 12. Like let's say 12? Like you. Let's say like you're ordering from. I don't even know where you order from, but like, let's say you're ordering like a pair of Vans.
Like most.
Would they fit your size 12? Like, would it be like an exact fit?
Most of the shoes like I buy like trainers racks, like sneakers, right? Yeah. Nike sneakers, Adidas sneakers. Yeah. Those are like generally the same size. When it comes to like designer kind of stuff, like I actually don't know. Like I tried, I messed up. That was a lot of money I spent on the shoe. I left it at home. What's it called? Alexander McQueen shoes. They're like the ones with the big.
Oh, and you didn't get the
the wrong size.
You got the wrong size.
I think
I'm gonna couldn't return it.
I can't return it, bro. I was like a size like 44, I think. And I didn't know. I think I got like a 40 or something. And bro, it was so small. And so I told my mom.
Do you think the size 40 would fit you, or you just didn't even check the size?
I didn't even check the size. Right?
Well, you didn't even check the size.
I was too used to like a regular thing, right? And I thought like the 40 was like gonna be the same thing.
I can't lie. Sometimes I go to stores. I don't even like if it's a large or anything. I just buy it. Sometimes I don't even try it. So. To be honest.
And like it always fits you.
Oh, no, that's not every time.
Every time.
I remember sometime I bought some shirts from Urban Outfitters. It was bad. Like it didn't fit. Like, okay, like people like, I feel like Tommy Hilfiger, if I'm right, like they are large.
Yeah.
Is a medium.
Wait, you see, Zara's large is a small.
What?
Zara, man, I swear. Their large is a small because nothing can fit me, I swear to God. Nothing on that side can fit me. I've not even bothered myself anymore.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's messed up.
There has to be like, brands, there has to be like a universal like size. You know? Did you guys just follow that? Even for shoes, everything?
Well,
just
if you check, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you check like some, if you check their size, they, like some of them give like a size and charts and everything, like they show you with everything of how it look.
I think it's much easier now to like to order and stuff like that than before. But like,
I don't know, I'm always scared because like I see shit online that I want to get.
Oh, something that I can't buy online. I can't buy pants online.
No, never.
I'm trying to buy pants online.
Yeah,
and then like
that's very risky.
And I'm just like, is it worth it?
It depends though. Like stuff like cargo pants is easier.
Yeah. It's not, how is it easier? I feel like it's harder.
Go to H&M. Like your true size is your actual size there.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Yeah, but buying online.
I bought my cargo pants online.
I wouldn't like.
But I got a size up because I was scared. Like, so I got a size up and his stuff is too big now. So.
Oh, so it's a big size.
Yeah, it's a big size, but like, I don't mind because like that's how I wanted to fit anyway. So.
It's good. I think we've already settled that. See what else are we going through, bro?
Wait, what were we talking about yesterday? That Drake song.
Is there more?
That you know what? I think we should play it first.
Okay.
So everyone can hear it. And then we dive into the topic. I feel like, is that the last thing we talk about?
That's the last thing.
Okay. So let me just.
Then we still have one more, but I don't think we have enough time. Or we can save it for next week so we have stuff to talk about. Okay.
This is there more? Okay, that was Is There More?
They know that was Is There More. You don't have to say it again.
It's not everyone that knows.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I think you should start first because you're really passionate about like.
Mm-hmm. We have to ask you the question. We have to ask you the question.
Yeah, because you're
the one.
Is there more?
Wait, but. Okay, fine.
Is there more? Well, like, ask you the question.
Obviously, listen to this song.
He didn't say anything. He just kept on asking questions though. So.
Obviously, just listening to this song towards the end, Drake asks, "Is there more?"
Obviously, yes.
Wait, let me get into it. Let me get into it. Obviously, as you can see, he used the second part of the song to ask us, "Is there more?" Well, basically, he's asking himself, "Is there more? Is there more to life than everything he's doing? Is there more to life than making music? Like, should he be spending more time with family?" And then I remember Kishi wanting us to talk about this today. Yep. So, do you have any thoughts?
I think there shouldn't be anything more to making music. Like, I feel like let's just use Drake for an example. Man is really, he's deeply connected to like Toronto. Like I read an article that he contributes to 5% of like the Canadian economy and everything. He can if he wants to, and people will back him up. So like you're succeeding in life. You're even still succeeding in life. You have everything else. You have everything else you wanted. Like, why do you still want more?
Is there more to life than having everything, like having all these riches.
Exactly. Think about it. Like,
my point was
music, right? His purpose was like, bro, I want to be the biggest artist. Like, you know,
true. Yeah.
Now he's the biggest artist. What's next?
Like, there's that's nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like,
there can't be nothing, bro. Like,
there's nothing.
Like, that's. Did you listen to this?
Okay, yes, I've listened to it, but like I'm saying there's nothing more.
So you're saying like everything stops when you've made millions.
No.
Like you shouldn't be reaching for more. You shouldn't.
Do you see Beyoncé and Jay-Z complaining about wanting more?
They are reaching for more, I believe.
I feel like they've gone past the
stage of music now. They're going into like making life better for other people as well.
What?
Bro, I promise you, bro.
Am I the only one that listens to this song?
Okay, what was he saying?
He said, is there more? Like, he said, is there more to, he said, is there more to than G5's Sir in the Sky?
No.
Is there, like, should he be healing his soul, everything? Like, I'm saying,
no.
The question here is there more to life than, okay, you've reached
outside of music now. You've reached everything you want to accomplish. Yeah. There's no more. Do you want to accomplish any more? Let's put this into not even accomplishing, but
you don't feel right. You don't
What's the purpose of
you don't feel right because you're greedy. You want more.
I don't believe that.
God, I remember. This is exactly what this guy was saying.
Okay, can I explain like what I
don't see any other way.
What do you mean greedy? Like he's not looking for money.
Because he's not satisfied.
Yeah, but he's not satisfied with life.
It's not about the money.
I'm not like that's what I'm saying. Like I'm not only mentioning the money. I'm also like accomplishments and everything. Like he's accomplished a lot. Yeah. True or false? True. So why does he want more? Why is he's not satisfied? That's just basically it.
He's not satisfied with life.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about like.
And you're saying he's greedy.
Yeah, it's been. It's
how,
actually.
How is he? Okay, so okay, wait. No, okay, not, okay, wait. It's not a matter. Okay, let's say you reach. Let's say you reach the zenith of your career.
Yeah.
You are at your highest point. Okay. You have everything. Mm-hmm. But still, something doesn't feel right. It feels like you're missing something.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, at that point, it's no longer about the music. It's about what you want to accomplish for yourself. What you want, like, what you want people
to do. Yeah, and if you don't know what you want.
But, like, you see, you like, you post a question, but you just put, like, outside of music, you just post a question to me about, like, let's say I have, like, goals and everything I want to accomplish. I have accomplished everything I want to accomplish. But, like, I'm still asking myself, is there more? Don't you see that as being greedy?
I don't see it as
You don't see greedy. That as being greedy.
I don't what, see it as being
it
greedy.
As, what I see it as is being, like, how would I say it? Aiming for, like, greatness, if you get what I'm saying. Like,
living but he's already great. The world.
He is, but in music, you can be great everywhere, bro. You can be great in anything.
I don't think...
He can literally run for mayor and decide that he wants to be the best mayor.
I don't think... He's not talking about...
He's talking about life now.
Yeah, he's not talking about music. He's not talking about reaching... Like, yeah, but, like... he's not talking about other goals. Like making a company or anything. He's talking about his life, like making himself feel better.
Yeah. Like, how do you make yourself feel better? By accomplishing goals, like chasing something, right? Chasing a dream.
Okay. Yes, well, that's what I'm saying. He has everything.
He has
chased
the dream.
Like, is there more? Like, I feel like this song is coming from a spiritual level.
Yeah.
Let's say not spiritual exactly, but like it's coming from a different level. It's like, this isn't material. Like, he's not talking about anything material.
That's exactly what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
For example, like, some people, he was chasing greatness in music. Then his purpose, he fulfilled that. He's great now. Like,
yes.
Drake is one of the biggest artists that ever graced the face of the earth, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, what is next for him to do? Is it that he should just sit on the music, sit on everything that he has done, and just be happy with himself that I've done it? But he's not happy, obviously.
Yeah.
He wants more. He wants to be, I don't know, I don't want to say he wants to be bigger, but he wants to be more important, like have more.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Have a lasting effect.
I feel like you're getting a whole different vibe from this song. It's
the way I think.
Okay,
it's the way
that's
I think,
how
right?
Okay, that's how you're seeing
people. This. People, like, I believe that people should chase immortality in everything that they do. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but here, but listen, here he is not chasing immortality.
Yeah. Do you think he has already? Do you think he has achieved that already?
With his music.
Yeah.
I feel like if there aren't so many people releasing music, that Drake would have that status of. But there's so much music being released and everything. Because to say that Take Care and everything wasn't a lasting album, that'd be a lie.
Mm.
And everything.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Drake and chasing immortality in music.
But he's already immortal.
That's what I just said, right?
He's already.
He chased immortality in music and he has attained that.
Check so the stats. This guy, like, for since Take Care dropped. He's always had a song on the Billboard charts. Like, he has never left the Billboard charts, ever. None of it, like, all his songs are still on the Billboard charts. Like, they haven't left for a month or a year.
Saying that, should he then just sit on his, like, success in music and just sit on it and just be like, I'm fine?
I mean,
think about Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z is doing that whole prison reform thing in America with Meek Mill and everything. He's going down the path of, like, being an activist, a black activist. Not chasing immortality,
per Drake?
Se. No, Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Not chasing immortality, but like chasing greatness or something else. He wants to show that he does care about black people, does care about like the black community. He's trying to show that, I'm being active in my community and stuff like that. I think that's what Drake is asking. Like, what should I do, like, basically?
Well, Drake is already doing more than music.
Exactly.
We know he has a shoe deal. He has a shoe deal with the Zoo and Nike.
Yeah, but like that usually comes with being a big artist.
Yeah, it's like it's one of the perks of being an artist.
Well, we don't know what Drake's up to. We don't know if he's actually chasing like anything more than music. But like, I just like in my opinion, I just feel like this is being greedy.
Okay. Now that you guys have learned. Okay, so. What I'm still saying is that this guy is not talking about anything material.
That's what I'm saying.
You're talking about like happiness and everything.
Yes, that's.
Oh, that's your point.
How did you pick that up from this song?
I don't think he's not that he's happy, bro. I don't know how to explain it.
Like, the whole...
How do you... Like, what do you define as happiness?
What do I define by happiness? I feel like happiness is just... You are at the level where...
You have everything you want.
Not everything you want, but... I won't say you're satisfied with life. Because happiness isn't being... satisfied with that. Like, I won't say
happiness being satisfied.
I wouldn't say satisfied, because then you can be oh, you're working at this job that you don't really like, but you're satisfied because then it's paying the bills.
No, then you're not satisfied if you're not happy.
Yeah, but no, but people will still say, oh, I'm satisfied. Like, people will still take it as being satisfied, but I feel like happiness.
I don't think it's being satisfied.
Like, you're satisfied. Okay, you're satisfied.
I think it's being comfortable.
Exactly.
Being comfortable. That's the wrong word to
use. Being satisfied. Being satisfied with that, you're not satisfied with that job. That's the truth.
What do you define satisfied?
Satisfied is something that when you have it, you're not going to move away from it, if you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If, for example,
like, you're fine where you are. And
but I feel like there are different levels of satisfied. I feel like you could be satisfied with this, but you'd still want more.
Exactly.
That's when you, like, that's what I'm using as satisfied and happiness. Because I feel like happiness is just like when you're, I don't know the exact word.
I don't really believe there's any such thing as happiness, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I believe there are moments of happiness. I believe there are moments of, like, you know, having, like,
you can't be happy for eternity.
But there's no one can be happy for eternity. And that's just
true. That's true.
When you stay too stagnant in the place for a very long time, you're not going to be happy. Look at this guy.
Come straight to my point. Greed.
I don't think it's greed as well.
Fam, there's no other...
Greed is like being looking happy. Everyone wants to better themselves.
Yeah.
And then everyone wants to be happy. Obviously, you can't be happy forever, but you want to... Like, you want to feel happy with yourself and everything. Like, you want to know that you'd want to wake up and know, oh, that everything, like, everything's going to be fine. Like, you're going, like, you're in the right path, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you the definition of greed. And tell me if this has nothing to do with what he's saying in the song. A desire for something.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Just the desire for something.
That's
okay. I feel like greed would be. I feel like a desire for that's something
he
you
wants,
can't.
He
like
wants something, yes or no, but he doesn't know what it is. But he's desiring for it. He wants something.
Okay, yeah, like, but okay, he doesn't want something. I feel like greed would only apply to something material.
I actually believe that greed. If he was talking about wanting more money, then yeah. I believe that greed. Maybe he's greedy. Like, he has enough money. Why does he want so much more?
Is power? Do you think power is materialistic? Having power.
I don't think
having power is kind of a material thing, but it's kind of like it's a materialistic concept, if you get what I'm saying. Having power, like,
I don't really see.
Because, you know, people are power hungry, right? People are greedy for power.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible to have greed for power.
Shout out to Buhari.
greed for power, but. Yeah, you could see it as materialistic. That's true.
But that, I don't really believe that. Like, as I said, I don't think he's looking for anything. Like, he's just looking for a meaning, a purpose, basically.
Like, man, you have a kid. Like, what else do you want?
Are you telling me that you don't want anything? Like, sometimes you don't feel like, oh, there should be more.
In my life?
Yeah.
Bro, look at you. What you say? I'm in university. Obviously, I want more.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about...
Oh, in him?
No, I'm not. I'm saying you're not looking for... I'm saying, like, nothing materialistic.
Okay, I came to realization. I came to the realization last year that shit like happiness doesn't exist. There are moments of happiness.
But there's no true happiness. You can't be happy forever. You can't
be happy forever.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, don't you wish you had, you were feeling like you don't?
Because the only thing that can make me either comfortable, satisfied right now in my life, money, sex, weed, alcohol. Maybe having good grades. That's
money.
No, that's just me.
More.
That's what I'm saying. There's more than money.
For like, me, you have for me, there's no more. Because with money, you can get anything you want. You're living. You can live a comfortable life.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't think. Yeah, that. But like, there's more to. Okay, you have all this cash.
What?
Is there more?
No, in my life, there's no more.
Well, you can't say that. Well,
if you keep asking that
cash question, rules everything more around you. Cash rules everything around you.
Cash doesn't rule everything. If you keep
asking that question, you're never gonna find an answer. That's it.
Yeah, you'll never find an answer. But that question is.
That's
valid.
That's why I stand at cash rules everything around me. If you have cash, you can do everything. G4 houses, cars, money, girls.
Bro, money isn't anything, bro. Money is important, but once you realize that money is like, you can't let money like drive you. If you get what I'm saying,
fam.
H2O
is what's H? Water, 2 oxygen, 2 is money. H is just like life in general. That's how it is for me.
Bro, no. Let me tell you something about. I'm a chemical engineer, even tell you that the oxygen there carries more weight than the hydrogen there.
Okay, okay.
So yes.
Okay. Wait. You're entering chemical engineering. Okay. When you leave university now, won't you be looking for a chemical engineering job that pays well?
Yeah.
Or are you doing chemical engineering because you have a passion for it?
Let me tell you now. I have a passion for chemical engineering.
Yeah, so you don't even care about the money.
I'll tell you the truth. The money is a factor. That's what I'm saying. It's not my driving force, but it's a factor. Let me tell you, this stuff is
in
hard.
In essence, there's more.
I'm only in computer science for the money. That's just
for money.
For the money. I don't have a passion for it, but I know it pays well.
I'm trying to be immortal. That's what I'm saying. I'm chasing immortality from the jungle. I really want to be one of the legends. Like,
That's the thing. Everyone is chasing immortality, but no one will ever reach.
If you believe so.
Okay, are you in school for to
think
make
about,
money or for a passion
about,
of your?
Do you know Alexander the Great?
Yeah. I don't know.
His name is an immortal name now. Everyone knows that man. Everyone knows that he almost conquered half of the world. Half of the world was at peace when he conquered the world. That, in my opinion, is a form of immortality. Rosa Parks, immortal.
I'm trying. No, where I'm coming from, this whole part, I'm saying it's there more. Like,
I believe like
this guy keeps saying no, it's greed. And I don't know where your ads right now.
Yeah, I'm asking for
I don't know where your ads right now.
I just want Kishi to agree.
Do you believe there's more?
I believe there's more.
You believe there's
what
more.
What I'm saying
there.
Is that it's
what
valid.
Is the more?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's a valid question. Is there
but
more
but
to
you're
life?
You're not answering the question.
Yes, that's okay. Wait.
Do you know the answer to the question?
Nobody knows.
There's
the answer
no
to the
answer.
Question.
There's no answer to this question, but you. It's valid.
It's,
is there
saying,
more?
It's a valid question.
Yes, there's. You cannot. Not everyone is able to fully find out. Oh, what's like? What more am I going to do after getting all of this?
Well, until it's being figured out, there's no more.
Okay.
It's the same way, like humans didn't think like there's more outside Earth. Like they felt like they were the only ones on Earth, and now we know that there's life outside. We know there's a speculation of life outside of like Earth. So until someone comes up with like a logical answer to that, is there more question? There's no more. It is greed.
Okay.
Final. You don't even know the answer to the question.
Okay, it's final. He's right.
I win. Thank you.
I still believe that there is a lot.
I know the question is valid of there being more. But
no, I'm not like.
Well, you're right. I'd like, there's, until you know, there's not.
I think the more comes from like when you're chasing something, like when you want something, if you get what I'm saying. If you want, for example, you want to be in computer science because, you know, the money there is good. So you're chasing, you have a purpose, guy. You chase the purpose. Once you get your money, guy, are you just going to sit down and just relax for the rest of your life?
I swear to God. On God, guy, no cap. Everything, bro, I'm just going to relax.
I think that's just an easy way to, like, to just... I don't believe in easy.
Well, I want to live an easy life.
That's just the thing. I don't believe in easy.
Yo, there are people who are living, like, comfortable lives. There are people who are living comfortable lives.
To be honest,
there are people living on islands. There are people living, like, and, like, they're, they're just happy.
I think that's just a waste of resources, to be honest, guys. Yeah, just coming and just spending 100 years on the earth and then dipping.
What you want to live? I mean, you can give away some of the money.
Do something like that's gonna
help other bring other people.
I need to do something.
That what's crazy is that after uni, it's really just the rest of your life. You basically use the rest of your life to work. There's really no time for you to enjoy life.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, you're in school for basically your whole, like, your younger years.
Mm.
And then when you're done, like, when you're done in 4 years, and then after that, you basically have to start looking for a job. Yeah. Like, there's no time to really enjoy.
Because then you're like, I watched something yesterday.
Is
like,
that 70, 80 that you enjoy life? That's what I'm saying.
When do you think you're going to retire?
I don't know when I'm going to retire, but still, if you know what I'm saying, like,
I get your point, but at the same time, like, if you're, I can't even use music to describe it. It's just like whatever you're doing, like, as long as it's paying, not like above standard, you can still live like a really good life.
I think that's where financial like literacy comes.
Yeah,
in.
Like whatever.
Yeah,
like,
but are you really? I feel like you're not enjoying your life to the most.
Oh yes, you won't be enjoying your life to the most.
You
won't. No,
you have to work.
Like you're doing. Okay, it's only people who are lucky enough to not be doing 9-to-5s that you could say. Oh,
shout out Dangote. Shout out. What's the
family?
Yo, because like. Sorry, Otedola. Shout out Otedola. The sisters. Do they look like they're living a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She,
people that aren't
like
living
that,
like
that copy, she works hard, okay?
Who?
That copy.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
still,
but that's
what I'm saying is that people that...
Although her music is all her own life, but she works hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People that are doing, people doing 9-to-5, they have it different from people who...
They are not, yeah.
Like, Instagram influencers and everything. Like, you see yourself after uni. After uni, you have bills or you have debt to pay. So
isn't
it
crazy how you can like make money off YouTube and Instagram and you don't need to work in it? What's it called?
Not everyone. It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone still, but it's not for everyone.
I think, guys, some people don't even have character on that thing, guys. They just go there and be talking.
Just hey, guys.
Be droning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
But still, like, back to what we're talking about. Nah, you can't live life to the fullest until you retire. But I mean, my advice to you on that is like make sure like you're eating healthy or stuff like that.
Get financially literate. Find a way to make your money.
Yeah, find a way to make
your
money, bro.
It's better to make money and be rich by 40, retire and then live your good life if you want to be 40 an easy life.
No, retire. Oh,
Forty is early. I'm just saying, if you are rich by 40,
and like you made serious back.
Yeah. I don't have to shout too much anyway.
I mean, the money will always run out but like at the same time, you just be careful.
Build your wealth, man. You can build generational wealth. It's very possible. Many people have done it.
And right now, like, it's really easy to make money. Like, there are people who would even go to school and making money.
I promise you.
So you just have to be literate and you know your shit.
You find your market. Just
how did we even get here?
It's from Drake. Is there more? I think it's very important to get. But people don't.
Yeah, financial literacy is important.
Very key. You know, there are even like someone's even trying to put me onto this thing like where I just have to. I don't even know what I have to do, but like she's basically like the girl told me that I don't even have to go to school to do this, to learn how to do this. Like, it's nothing illegal. It's just
like stock market kind of.
Yeah, stock market kind of shit.
I don't trust those people. Half of them are scammers. I won't lie to you. But they really have actually know what they're doing.
I wouldn't just want.
I think it's
the
really
my money.
Business,
just
yeah.
give my money.
No, I don't even have to give
even
money.
If I don't have any, like,
it's
if
like
I don't
a,
have any sense of it, I wouldn't.
It's like a firm, like they have a company and everything. Like, so like you're using the company's money to trade.
Yeah, I know this thing. Like, someone was telling me that they would tell you exactly what to trade in, and then like they also basically giving inside information. If you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like I'd want to.
So you could use your money to trade and their money to trade at the same time.
I mean, who knows how long that shit's gonna last?
Exactly.
Like, it's like, I'm not saying that like that should be like, Like that should be like your only source of income, but that should be like a side source of income.
I don't think anyone should run to that thing.
Forex, because anything like that.
Easy money is never sweet money. I promise you, it's always going to go at some point.
Oh yeah, if facts. Yeah, true, true. It's not gonna. True, yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, just maybe like once you just get out of university, just get a really nice sweet job. Like obviously, like you're not gonna be in the same job forever. You could just you have to keep moving up. But yeah. It's 5:44. Would you say this is a good show?
Yeah, it was a good show.
Good show. I mean, yeah, I think it was a good show today. We actually had, you know, we actually had to talk about.
I feel like we've gone over an hour.
We
started around like 5.
Yeah, we've gone over an hour.
Like 4
something. 4:13, 4:15. Yeah, 4:15. Well, thank you for those who are listening, those who were listening. I believe this was a really good show. So if you're listening, lucky you. If you're not, then it sucks. We're gonna go out with Solange. Mitchell is all over Solange's dick today. So whatever he's gonna play.
Get to know.
Huh?
People need to know.
People need to know.
So you need to know. What song should I play?
I'm gonna go out to Solange. Yo, play something.
Right, so you wish to invite like one of these financial people on this show one day.
This is my financial. No, this is music and fashion.
Bro, this is life, bro. It's everything. You have to talk about everything.
Yes. Oh yeah. So we've. Are we still?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we've come to the end of the show. Like to say shout out to Abby for coming out to the show.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in and have a good weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week Friday.
Okay.
Boom.
Boom.